Hello.
Hey Dave, how are you?
Hi Sam, I'm good, and yourself?
I'm okay. What about how was your day so far?
Oh, it's good. Friday, but still trying to get through it. And yourself?
I'm okay. This is Friday, the end of the week, and now we need
Yes.
to provide all the updates to the client. So it was too busy day. I'm still updating all the clients so far. All right, I got your email, right, regarding the changes, like you want to update ASIP website content, right? So I have already powered to the production department, and they are working on it, and we need to talk on the pictures formatting, right?
Yes.
Of course. So I shared the pictures yesterday. Did you review that?
I did. Yep. Hey, before we go into that, a quick question on the hosting.
Okay.
So you sent through that and you said 5 years package, $700. Minimize your cost, including the website security. So the business email addresses, how do we utilize that? Is that what type of business email address is it?
This is like how to access the business email address that you need. All right, I will provide you the link by the webmail. Do you know? Are you aware about the webmail?
Oh, sorry,
Webmail.
what's it called? Webmail.
Webmail, right? Okay. What happened? Right. Let's take an example. Your domain name is primacysi.com, right? So for you, if you want to access your email, so you will write it on primacysi.com/webmail. Once you open that, then you need to put your username and password there of your email, and you can access your emails, right? And the same email you can configure with your mobile phone, with your Outlook. You can easily configure that thing.
So it is a web mail. You can you
Webmail.
access it from a you can access it so you get a POP3 address and all those good things.
POP address. That you mean the POP address?
Yep.
Yes. POP STTMP address, right? Definitely, you will have all the like, what's that, the setting of your email, the configuration. You will have that by email. Once you will create your email, you will have the complete setting for each email, so you can go ahead and configure with your Outlook and with your mobile phone and others.
Okay. What if, because I mean, at the moment we use Gmail, and a lot of our engineers use Gmail because it's easy to, you can just get into it. Is it as easy as a Gmail account to be able to just set up and it's the, is it?
Yeah, of course, right? So to your engineering, right, to your engineer, you will definitely you will have the IT department, right? So once we will create the emails, right, so your IT department will need to configure those emails to their systems, right, like out on the Outlook. So on the Outlook, your engineers or you can easily use that, right? So on the Google, what you're talking about, Google is a separate platform for the email. It's a separate thing. So and you are definitely you are keep paying them for to use their email server, right? You keep
We're not
paying
going to
them.
carry on paying them. No.
You're not paying anything. Oh, actually, I do understand that you are using Gmail. You have created a
Okay.
email on the Gmail account.
At the moment, we do pay Gmail for those accounts.
Right.
For an email address.
Exactly.
But once we use yours, we're not going to use that because on yours, we can utilize the email addresses. You said unlimited email addresses.
Of course. Yep. And one more thing I want to mention over here. So whatever the data you have already on your Google account, Google emails, it cannot be once we will create your email, so that would be the totally new email. So you will not, you will have, you don't have the existing data, right? I hope you understand this point. Like, you are keep using Google account emails, right? And you have several emails there. You can export mm-hmm. that email, but you cannot be able to import the same email on our email, which we are going to provide you.
Okay, so we would have to download or export all of our emails, all of our data, and then import it into your system.
No.
What
no, no.
is it?
I would like to mention here, the email's data, you can export it from the Google account, right, for your mm-hmm. records, but you cannot import that data on our web server, or mail server, sorry.
Why not? Why not?
There is no option to export or import any web server data from someone else to any of the server. That's the thing.
Strange. Okay, we'll find a workaround for that. But what is the email server that you're using this?
We have our hosting servers, which is have our own email server. Which
so,
is our own email server, yep.
Okay. So my email address is dave@primacysi.com. You will create that on your website as dave@primacysi.com.
Yes.
On your email server.
Yep.
Okay.
But in that email, you will not have your existing emails, because that's your existing email on your Google server. So for your records, you can export that emails from the Google, but you cannot import those emails to our webmail web server.
Correct. But if I'm using your details on my Outlook, then
uh-huh.
I can import it into that Outlook profile. All of my older emails.
Of course you can. You can go ahead and on the Outlook you can do that, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So there's ways around it, but okay, and that's unlimited business email addresses.
Yes.
Okay, and so I can definitely create, and all of those email addresses are going to be in the format of name@primacysi.com.
Yep.
Okay, because I don't want some other email address and some other slash or whatever in there. You know what I'm saying?
By the way, how many emails do you want? Do you have any count?
Well, we're only using 10 at the moment, but we're probably going to be doubling that next year. So there'll probably be 20,
mm-hmm.
and then the following year there'll probably be another 20, and perhaps. So the business is growing, so we're going to be growing with email addresses.
Sure, no problem. No problem with that. Right. So,
okay.
So would you want to go with $700 for 5 years hosting server with unlimited emails?
Correct. Yeah, we'll go with that.
All right, so if you don't mind, can you hold for a line so I can let the billing know about this thing and we will go ahead and proceed?
Well, let's go back to that. Let's do the website because I've only got half an hour, first of all.
Sorry?
Let's go back to that. If we've got time, let's stick with the website because I've only got 30 minutes. We'll go back to billing if needed at the end of this.
Of course, no problem. That's fine.
Okay.
All right.
I'm
on the website right now. Yep, go ahead.
Yep. So you haven't had a chance to, and did you, Sam, I keep asking you for the font that's been used for the logo and you're not answering me? Do you not know it, or?
I know that, right? I saw your email, and are you interested to my designer, and he will provide
okay.
it there. As I have that,
okay.
I will forward it to you, don't worry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because I think that I'm going to need that font used in certain parts of the website, and therefore I need to see the logo on the website also. So I take it they are still uploading the logo onto the website? And
yes, I have already forwarded that request to the production to upload this logo. So once they start uploading
okay.
the content of the ASIP page, it will be updated the
mm-hmm.
content as well.
Okay. Also, the ASIP page needs to go under the MSP tab. Did you
yes.
mention that?
Did yes,
you see
I
that?
Did. I did.
Okay. All right. That's great. Right, so just looking through this website, I know that this is just it's the template that you're showing me and what it's going to look like. I take it that the web designers are going to make it look a lot better than what it is. It looks very, very vanilla, very plain at the moment. So I would imagine that they're going to make it look better.
Actually, you break up. What did you say?
I said that the website looks very plain.
Mm-hmm.
That this is what's the four stages that you said we'll go through? We're on the second stage where we get the basic layout of it.
Actually, we are on the third stage now to make the changes like pictures, like other changes, right? And once we will done with this, then we will move on the fourth stage to launch your site.
Okay, so this is the stage where I need to get you guys making all of the adjustments to it, and
that is a third
okay. All right. So on every single one of these, like if you click on the service solutions and then you go down to enterprise network,
uh-huh.
underneath the highlighted name, underneath the enterprise network, you've got home service enterprise network. What's that there for?
I'm under the enterprise network right away, and what thing you are mentioning to me right here?
Underneath enterprise network, you've
uh-huh.
got home service enterprise network. That part underneath there needs to go away.
Okay.
Okay, so because all of those things are down the right hand side. Correct.
Here's a little confusion for me, if you don't mind.
Yeah, Sam, can we not have a conference call where we can look at the same screen? This is very frustrating talking to you just over the phone.
That is a good idea. So yes, we can do it. Would you like to share the link with me for the conference, or what? Or should I share the link?
Yes, I'll share the link with you. Here we go.
Please.
Okay.
Are you sharing on my email?
I will. I just need to spin up it first of all, not unless you can spin it up very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sam, you should have that now.
Okay, let me check my email. Here we go, J. Patrick. I got chilling.
Okay, I'll wait for you to join.
This is starting. WebEx, is this your software? If you don't mind, may I ask?
Sorry, what's that?
Actually, I'm just.
You should have a WebEx meeting that I've just emailed to you.
Yes, I got that, and I'm just putting my email there.
Okay.
Agency.com.
And you were asking what question?
Oh, actually, the first time I see the WebEx, that's why I'm just asking.
Okay.
Is your person software, or is this public?
No, WebEx is part of Cisco, and it's a collaboration tool.
Here we go, I just joined. Nay.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to be hang up from here, and let's talk over the WebEx then.
Okay.